You don't like Christmas?
Oh, no, Christmas is fine. Yes. But this whole manger and stable thing? Again?
I love this tradition. It's a sign that Christmas is coming.
I'm so glad our class does this right up there with putting up the tree, Christmas music, snow, and hot cocoa.
That's what I mean. Same old, every year. Don't you get tired of it?
Merry Christmas, kids. It's so great to see you here.
Is that Mrs. Terrell?
Our school crossing guard?
What's she doing here?
Well, hello, Sienna. Merry Christmas.
Hi, Mrs. T.
Hi, Mrs. T. I didn't know you worked here.
Season's greetings, Kelsey. You can't be at school all the time now, can you? So I volunteer to lead kids through the nativity. It's just like the school drop-off lane, only here, instead of looking out for cars, we watch out for camels. Get it? Camels.
Place to work.
Makes sense. No school, Christmas vacation.
At least Christmas is good for a regular school.
And a joyous Noel to you, Brett. Are you ready for the tour?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Fantastic. Now everybody, catch your breath and let's follow the signs. We're going on a journey to Bethlehem.
You know, I've always wondered why baby Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Wasn't Jerusalem the most important city?
Excellent question, Kelsey.
This tour could take an eternity.
Well, I certainly hope so. Now, about Bethlehem. Did you know that in the Old and New Testaments in the Bible, that there are many verses that point to Bethlehem as the city where Jesus would be born?
We just studied that in our Sunday school class. It's in the book of Micah, chapter 5. But you, Bethlehem Ephratah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times.
Great job, Sienna.
Oh, sorry. That's so cool.
But how did Mary and Joseph?
But how did Mary and Joseph get there, even though they should go to Bethlehem in the first place?
I know that one, too. It's in the book of Luke. Okay, to summarize, that verse says the Romans demanded that every person get counted, so everyone had to go to their hometowns to sign up.
And what do you suppose was Joseph's hometown?
Bethlehem!
Exactly. Now, isn't it just like God to work things out so that Joseph and Mary just had to go to Bethlehem? And the timing just happened to be when Mary was expecting the baby Jesus?
That could have just been a coincidence.
True, it could have, but let's follow a few more signs before you make up your mind. After all, there's a Roman census, and we need to get moving on our journey to Bethlehem.
Go, you better not get in the road.
but as you may remember from the Christmas story, there was no hotel room for Joseph and Mary, and they ended up in a stable.
Oh, that's not a good sign.
After baby Jesus was born, they wrapped him tightly in strips of cloth and made a bed for him in a manger, a feeding trough for animals.
An important detail, right, Mrs. D?
Very much so.
You know, I've always wondered.
Oh, boy.
What's that, Kelsey?
How do they know what to name the baby?
Sienna, do you know this one?
Yes.
Of course she does.
In Matthew 1:20, an angel told Joseph about the baby Mary was expecting. The angel said, "And she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins."
Well done. Did you know that the angel was referring to a verse in the Old Testament? In Isaiah it says, "The Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son, and she will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us."
A sign, that's so cool.
Now that's the Christmas spirit, Kelsey. What do you think about that, Brett?
It's cool, I guess.
Do you have a different opinion?
Actually, I think it's sort of beautiful.
To be the conquering one.
to your hats. I think we're about to see some shepherds. Watch out for the sheep.
Shepherds. Do you ever think about being a lonely shepherd? How scary would it be to see angels? Just sitting there in the dark with the sheep that suddenly, bam, you see angels.
I love those verses.
What verses?
Luke 2, 8 and 9. That night there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid.
You are every possible Bible, didn't you, Sienna?
Maybe.
What did the angel say again?
Luke 2, 10 through 12. I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all the people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David, and you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger.
Nativity ever.
Then what happened, Mrs. T?
The shepherds raced to Bethlehem to see if what the angel said was true.
Oh, look, they found a sign, just like the angel said. A baby, wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger.
Then the shepherds went back to their flocks, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. It was just as the angel had told them.
What verse is that?
Luke 2:20.
Amazing. Wonderful. And there you have it.
So, that's it? That's all there is to Christmas?
Oh, Brett, this is just the beginning of the story.
God sent us, Jesus, at Christmas. But that's just the first part of the road trip.
Jesus grew into a man, trained his followers, worked miracles, healed people, taught us about God's love, showed us how to live, and how to love God back. Then, according to God's plan, He was put to death on a cross. Jesus died and took the punishment for everything we have ever done. But the whole reason he was born was to die. God wrote down the signs of all these things that would happen all through the Bible.
But that wasn't the last sign, was it, Mrs. T?
Not at all. Jesus rose back to life. This was to signify that he had victory over sin and death. And he told us there was only one way to get to God.
Just happen?
Oh, no. There were signs all along the way. Tell us what the signs were, kids.
That there would be a Messiah who would take away our sins.
Who would be born in Bethlehem.
His name would mean Savior and God with us.
And he would put his life on the cross and then come back to life.
And the reason for all of it? The reason for Christmas is that God loves us.
Oh yeah, I've got this one. John 3:16 says, "For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life."
That's right. There's only one way to heaven. Only one way to know that your sins are forgiven. And that's by believing in God's Son. What do you say, Brett?
I say, all the signs of Christmas have pointed me to Jesus.
Yay!
Okay, go ahead.